The issue of requiring higher earners to pay more was a central theme during the Democratic presidential primary and has also emerged as an issue in November's election. Joseph R. Biden, Jr., the Democratic nominee, has proposed raising taxes on people earning more than $400,000 to finance a slate of programs, including expanded daycare. Mr. Trump has cited the proposal to reinforce his claim that Mr. Biden is a tool of radical socialists who risk taxing American business and households into bankruptcy. Last month, Mr. Murphy proposed giving children born into families earning less than $131,000 a $1,000 nest egg, a so-called baby bond, to use when they turn 18 as a small step towards narrowing the wealth gap in New Jersey. That proposal, which would cost about $800 million a year, has failed to gain traction during negotiations over the state budget, which is due October 1. In New Jersey, the millionaire's tax was an initiative the Democratic-led legislature had symbolically approved for years before Mr. Murphy took office in 2018, knowing that it would never be signed into law by Chris Christie, then Republican governor. But Mr. Murphy, a self-avowed progressive who arrived in Trenton with few legislative allies, has been unable to win support for the millionaire's tax from fellow Democrats who control the legislature, the powerful Senate President Stephen Sweeney, a political rival, or the Assembly Leader Craig Coughlin, until now, facing a fiscal crisis brought on by the urgent health needs of the pandemic and the months-long shutdown of businesses. Lawmakers agreed to raise the tax on earnings over $1 million to 10.75%, up from 8.97%. Individuals earning more than $5 million were already taxed at the higher rate. More than 1.5 million residents have filed for unemployment benefits since Mr. Murphy implemented a lockdown to help stop the spread of the virus, which has led to the death of more than 16,000 New Jersey residents. The agreement is also a tacit acknowledgement by Mr. Murphy's approval ratings, which were 67% in a June poll by Fairleigh Dickinson University, based on a generally positive view of his handling of the pandemic. Hedy Rosenstein, an ally of Mr. Murphy's and the state's director for the Communications Workers of America, a major public sector union, applauded the new tax as a progressive approach to raising revenue and funding services.